What a tragic and sad day. Whenever you lose an officer, it's a husband, a father, colleague, beloved, trusted, 18-year veteran, killed in the line of duty through an accident. It just shows everything that we do each and every day is not routine.
It's true. Chief Robert Tracy there talking about David Lee, the officer killed yesterday by, coincidentally, an illegal alien drunk driver who had already been deported at least once, I'm told, which just speaks to the problem we have on the southern border in this country. State Representative Jim Murphy joining us from District 94, just got back from the border himself with another group of legislators who traveled down there. Jim, welcome in.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. I certainly love this early morning rainy day on a Monday.
No kidding. So what this is the second time or more that you've been down to the border. What was the purpose of the trip?
Well, the purpose of the trip was I went down a little over a year ago, and I was just enlightened and disturbed about everything I saw. And, you know, to get people to understand the horrific situation we're in, you really need to see it firsthand. And when I came back, I told all my colleagues about it, and they went, yeah. And I said, look, you need to come. So we put together a trip with about 30 legislators and took them down there. And now I've got 30 allies in the legislature who now truly understand what's going on in the border. So that was the purpose of the trip.
I don't know if you had the opportunity to speak with some of the Border Patrol agents or people who live in that area who have to deal with this on a consistent basis, but I'd be curious to see what they're saying, because they're really the ones on the front lines having to deal with this mess.
Well, we met with the Border Patrol. We met with NGOs. We met with 20 different sheriffs from around the country and in different states, from Arizona, from New Mexico, from Texas. We visited the Catholic Charity NGO, and we also went to ranches, so we got the full blown view of what's going on. We're at the wall where Donald Trump had finished it, and we also visited the part that the Biden administration canceled. So, yeah, they've got a clear understanding of what's going on.
Yeah. So how will it apply in Missouri? I mean, in terms of legislation you'd like to see enacted as we deal with this? Everybody's a border state these days, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you this, though. And this is the one thing that we're pretty clear on as we come back. When we as conservatives and concerned U.S. citizens have lost the narrative to this entire border crisis. It's really siloed into about five or six different areas. You've got the humanitarian portion of it. You've got the cartel portion of it. You've got the drug portion of it. You've got the human trafficking portion of it. You've got the child trafficking portion of it. And all of those things are in the national security portion. But what the left has done to us is they've conflated it all together into this humanitarian, this is a country of immigrants, and therefore you're being cruel if you in any way should criticize this. And we need to separate these things out, because we are losing our country to cartels and crime and terrorists and everything else. And we don't even talk about it because they shame us into saying, well, you don't care about these people that are coming across the border.
Right, right. And is there something specific you're interested in introducing this year when you get back to Jeff City?
Yeah, there are a number of things. One thing we need to look at is of the 20 million people that have come across the border, they're eligible for a work permit after 150 days, but only 700,000 of them have actually applied for that. So what we have is a gray economy where contractors are hiring these people underneath the table, and they're not paying our taxes, and they're being abused themselves, because they're only being paid a small portion of what a living wage is. And what it's doing is killing our American jobs. It's hurting our unions. It's hurting our companies, and all of that. So we've got some legislation drawn up to to punish those bad actors who are hiring these people under the table.
Good.
The other thing we can do is strengthen our laws for transporting illegals into the state. That's certainly part of human trafficking, and people don't understand the scope of it. When the cartels bring these people across, they're charging them a great deal of money.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have that money. So when they come over here, they're working for the cartels as much as they are anybody else.
Well, Jim,
and the way they
I'm going to run out of time here. I appreciate you sharing that with us this morning, and look forward to talking to you about it a little more moving forward.
Okie doke.
You bet. Thank you. Jim Murphy, a state representative there from District 94. All right, got to get to a quick break here. We got Kim on a Whim coming up a little bit later, about 7:47. Kim, what are we talking about today?
Oh, I just found a crazy satanic book in one of the local libraries.
All right, we'll be back.